My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we bring to a close the saga of Sickly Sue and Mickey Wynn. So listen and enjoy.
Scammers want to ingratiate themselves.
Yeah.
So if the family member will accept them, that's a win.
Yes.
If the family member will not accept them, then they will try to isolate the victim and say, they don't understand us. You know, it's just you and me versus the world.
Right.
So it's not a bad tactic here.
No, it's not. You know, I mean, on their end, no.
Yeah, on humanity's end, it stinks.
Oh, yes, horrible. Yeah, it was horrible.
She goes, yeah, Sickly Sue goes, yes, okay, I'm so proud that she did that to help sick people. Mickey goes, she is blessed. Sickly Sue goes, she's an amazing person. Most people are selfish. LOL.
Oh.
She goes, he goes, LOL, you are right. Is she really?
Yeah.
Mickey goes, this is May 3rd, 2014 now. Hello? Then he tries calling her three times. He goes, hello? She goes, what's wrong? He goes, I'm going to call you now, okay? She goes, I can't take calls because I'm chatting to my friend, plus my mic doesn't work. He goes, okay. She asks if he's okay. This is all May 3rd. Yes, and you. Yes, but I have too much cleaning to do, LOL, she says. He goes, LOL, I. All right.
I.
She asks what he's been doing. He goes, nothing, just relaxing. She goes, I wish I could relax, LOL. He goes, well, why can't you, LOL? I have too much cleaning, LOL. He goes, don't you have a maid?
So what?
There's this misconception again that we've seen this before where they think the Westerners have all this money, that we're just rolling in it.
According to my wife, everybody has a maid.
Yeah.
Really?
I told my wife, she's telling me that I keep a clean house. I looked at dust and I go, it's a bad day to ask for a raise. I go, and she goes, well, a lot of people have maids. Who has maid? A lot of people. Most people have a maid. Okay.
All righty. Yeah,
most
really.
Wives know how to cook a dinner.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Most people don't go clanging around the house at 4 a.m. when somebody's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
most people's situation.
Yeah.
Most people know the difference between a pantry and a bed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Most people, when they come home, don't sit in the car for an hour and a half.
What?
Oh, yeah. She comes home.
In her defense, you're in there.
Yeah.
But wait, what, is she talking on the phone?
I would imagine something's going on.
Yeah, yeah, she was probably talking on the phone. Sometimes she'll just sit and eat her dinner in the car, in the driveway.
And I just paused and looked at each other like, what?
Yeah, but you know what, there's nothing that really surpasses the drive-through experience.
Yeah, when you're not home.
Hey, stupid, this is how we got to go together. Who are you to judge?
Oh, slop towel.
But that's just really strange.
Yes.
To sit in your own driveway and eat your dinner.
Yeah.
But again, Spot is waiting on the inside.
Spot. Spot.
From the Munsters.
From the Munsters, yeah.
Yeah, old dragon breath freaking roars at her, you know. Nobody wants to walk into that.
I got to put that back as my Facebook page, profile. That is me.
That is. I mean, hi.
But I mean, all joking aside, that's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Out of the many odd things that she
does. You know
does.
What I can't wait to see? When they pull up side by side in the parking lot and they're in the driveway and they're both eating the dinner and they're side by side in the driveway and nobody's going inside.
But you know what she did?
I just started picturing that.
It might be booby trapped.
Yeah. No, and they're passing dirty looks at each other through the windows.
I used to tell her she used to be sitting in the car in the driveway. I go, why do we have a house? We should just have a parking lot. I go.
Well, you know she can't eat inside because her side of the dining table is covered in crap.
Probably, yeah. But, yeah, it's, ugh. It just drives me nuts.
Like that's the only factor.
Yeah.
So Mickey says to Sickly Sue, don't you have a maid? Sue goes, oh, my God, no way. Only rich people here have a maid.
Yeah.
So Mickey laughs. Yeah.
There's a lot of LOL in this conversation.
There
they
is.
Sound like hyenas.
They're having a good time.
LOL.
They're having a good time.
How are you? LOL.
La 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 la.
So Sickly Sue goes, "Do you have a maid?" And then she goes, "My maid is called Mavis." LOL.
No.
That's Sickly Sue?
Nice.
Nice jab. Nice jab. Nice jab. Nice jab.
Of course, Mavis Mills, Joe's ex. sorry, Joe's girl. But whatever. Yeah. Before there was you, there was Mavis.
There was Mavis.
Got all mad at me because she thought I was talking about her. That Mickey Wynn, her brother, stole stuff from me.
Yeah.
So Sickly Sue launches this across the bow.
Nice. Lisa says, "It's Effie's day off."
So Mickey goes, "Okay."
Okay.
Then July 17th, he asks, "How are you?" She goes, "I'm good. How are you?" He goes, "I'm good. Glad to hear it. So what are you up to?" Mickey asks. "Just sat down with a coffee. What are you doing?" Sickly Sue says. "Cool. Nothing." She goes, "Why not?" He goes, "Just relaxing." She goes, "I've been cleaning and doing the laundry, LOL." So she's moved on from illness to Cinderella.
Yeah.
She's constantly cleaning now.
Yeah, it's the list of chores.
Yeah, really. Anything not to send you money, stupid.
She's just chore girl.
Sickness to clean.
Mickey goes, "Good." And that is the end of Mickey Wynn.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.